Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. As always, we start with that because it is very, very important that we realize that we are gods in the making, that we are some part of this thing that we call God. You can call it God, you can call it intelligence, you can call it life, you can call it anything you want. The whole idea of doing this, not only is because it's true, is because of this thing called separation. If you think you're separated from your source, which is God, it's very difficult to manifest something. So you have to know that you're connected to this thing called God, that God would be incomplete without you, and that this thing called God wants you to succeed, that this is a friendly universe that we live in. A friendly universe. And since we are part of the whole thing, it is never against us. So it's not sending us anything to make us uncomfortable. If we are uncomfortable, if we are not getting what we want, we have to look inside of our own thinking and change our thinking. We can no longer blame it on anything on the outside. You cannot blame it on God. You cannot blame it on your parents. You cannot blame it on the economy or the government. Now, that would be a nice thing to be able to blame it on the government and all that, but you cannot do that. You can if you want. It won't get you anywhere. It'll just make your life miserable. The whole idea is to take responsibility for your life and say, I can do something about this because this thing called God is in, as, and through me. Or I'm living, moving, and having my being in this thing called God. And God is always there helping me. So if I'm not getting what I want, I have to change my thinking in some way. And we'll go about that tonight. We'll talk more about that. So, in the meantime, will you say to the lady beside you there, and I'll give you the card, I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originated.
I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originate.
I refuse to use my precious present moment in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originate.
I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originated.
I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originated.
I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originate.
I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originate.
I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originate.
I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originate.
I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originate.
And I refuse to use my precious present moments in any way that takes me away from the divine love from which I originated. Why is that so important? We only have this moment. Each moment of your life is very precious. In that moment, you have to decide, how am I feeling? What am I doing with this moment? Am I wasting it? Am I using it to bring into my life what I want to bring into my life? Or am I just letting my mind go here, there, and everywhere? So think of what are you thinking about at every moment of every day. That's why we have the little band. If you're thinking something you don't want to think, snap your little band and get yourself back onto track. This is always going to be mind training. We have to train our mind. So the title for the month was Mind is All There Is. And when we use the word mind, we mean the mind of God, or we mean the universe itself. So what we're going to put on that tonight is causal mind. You have to realize that this universe, this thing that we call God, is the cause of everything. So you are part of that, and your mind is part of that. So your mind is causing something. How is it causing something? It's causing something with your thoughts. So you have to train yourself to think what you want to think and to feel what you want to feel. Why are people not getting what they want? Because they're usually concentrating on what they don't want. They're usually concentrating on what they don't want. They look at reality out there and they say, yes, but look at this. My bank account is low. Therefore, it means there's no money in my life. If you concentrate on that, you are going to get more of that. You must not concentrate on what is in front of you, what is out there. You must concentrate on what you want. If you concentrate on what you want, it will appear in front of you. Your low bank account appeared in front of you because you've just kept saying, my money's running out, my money's running out. How many people use that expression? And how many times have I said, please erase that from your vocabulary. Never say your money is running out. Money is always coming to me. Money is always coming to me. Money is always freely circulating in my life. But because of the reality, we allow our minds to concentrate on what we don't want. I can ask all of you people what you don't like and you can tell me. But if I ask you what you really like and what you really want, you have to think a moment. You see, we can always say, well, I don't want this and I don't want that. But what do you want? What do you want? You have to concentrate on what you want. You see, that it's just that easy. So what you have to remember is that it's a causal mind that you're living, moving, and having your being in. That everything that you are saying to yourself, every thought that you are allowing to go through your mind is being answered. It's being answered. You see. So what answer do you want? You see. If you say my bank account is running out, my health is going down, this isn't happening, that isn't happening, you're going to get more of that. You are always going to get more of what you concentrate on. Now, people will say, but the reality is this. You made that reality. Reality changes. At any time that you want to change reality, you change it. You just looked at it long enough till it became reality, you see. And, of course, we have what we call the world out there. And you know the world, the way it thinks, is very convincing. And it's going to convince you that your bank account is running out, that money is slow. Right now, the economic atmosphere that people are thinking about is not good. It's not good. But that doesn't mean there's no money. It just means that people are looking at a different reality. So you have to decide, what reality did you want? Do you want money in your bank account? Then start seeing money there. Start saying it's there. Oh, you mean I'm pretending? Yes. You have to start somewhere. You have to fake it till you make it. You have to pretend. That's how you got the reality that you have now. You just kept pretending that it was so till it became so. You may not realize that, but that's exactly how realities come into your life. And then everyone comes into consensus with that, and we say, now we know that it's real. There's nothing really real, people. The only thing that's real is love. The rest of it you're making up. Every moment of every day, you're making up what's going on. So if you don't like what you're making up, or you don't like what the world's making up, start to make up what you want. Start to see yourself with money. Start to see yourself with health. Start to see yourself in the relationship you want, in the job that you want. But you have to do that, and you have to stick to that till it presents itself in front of you. If you can remember that the causal mind that every thought that you're thinking goes someplace and does something. Always. God doesn't say, well, that's a bad thought. I'm not going to act on that. No. Every thought is acted upon. Every thought is acted upon. So, see and listen to what's going on in your thinking. What is going on in your thinking? That's why we put the rubber bands here, so that you could snap yourself back when your mind is going someplace. Oh, this is horrible. This is whatever your mind is doing to you. It's your mind that's causing it. It's always going to be a mental world. You cannot escape that. You cannot escape that fact. People want to escape it. Go ahead and try, but it will not work. Once you realize that it's a mental world and that you are the cause under your own experience, that you are setting up a vibration, and that vibration is going to find other vibrations that are similar to it, that are alike. So if you think my bank account is running out, that is a vibration that you're putting out there. That vibration is going to go and find all the reasons and everything to make that true for you. That's the way that works. That's that whole idea of you've heard for years, birds of a feather flock together. Thoughts cluster together. Thoughts always cluster together. And they cause something. So you have to look out here and say, here's a cause of mind and here's a whole field of possibilities. What possibility do I want to bring in to my life? What possibility do I want to bring into my life? I have a client, and she says, well, at the end of the month, I will have no money. And I have to leave my apartment. And I wrote them a letter, and I said, take my security deposit and do this, that, and the other thing. I said, you have a whole month. Why are you projecting that all this stuff? And I'll have to move in with my parents. She has that whole thing set up for herself. You're sick. So the vibration that she's putting out there is going to ripple right back to her and cause that. She has to start thinking a different route for herself, a different future for herself. You remember, it's the thing. Are you going to look at the garbage heap over here, or are you going to look at the flower bed over here? She's looking at the garbage heap. She has it all figured out. Don't figure things out like that. You'll bring that upon yourself. Say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of the month, but here's what I do know, that I'm always moving from my good to my greater good. I am open and receptive to allow things to flow to me. You see? But she's going by all the facts, all the things that are building up her reality. You see? Facts change. Never, 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 never pay attention to a fact. It changes. Only truth remains the same. So stick with the truth. And the truth is that you're connected to this power in the universe that can do for you what you cannot do. It can find your right place and put you in it. You cannot do that on your own. So these are the things that you have to remember. So, we've been doing this class, I don't know how long, many years now. I think 3 years at least. I remember boxes for at least 3 years now. So we must have been here 3 years. And I think we were at the other place for 5 years. So maybe it's 8 years, maybe it's 10 years. But in those 10 years, I've given a talk every week. So you can figure that out. And I'm always saying the same thing. I turn it around, I do other things with it, so that it will finally sink into you. But it's always going to be, it's a mental world you live in. What you think about, you bring about. You are the cause unto your own experience, and you can learn to change your thinking, and you can learn to think the thought that you want to think and feel the feeling that you want to feel. This is what you have to know. Now, you have to know how powerful you are. So, for a moment, just a moment now, everyone smile. Smile. Now, that's a choice you made. That's a decision you made, and you smiled. You have to learn to smile. It sets off endorphins in you. It also does a lot of other little things for you. It makes you start to feel good. If you feel good, better things will happen to you. When you don't feel good, things do not happen for you. But you see, you're the cause under your own experience. You can learn to smile. You can learn to change any situation by making a choice. Do I want to smile? Do I want to be happy? Do I want to feel good? Or do I want to sit around in doom and gloom and so forth? These are the things that you have to do for yourself. You have to do these things. So regardless of what the talk is, regardless of what the topic is, it's always going to be the same thing. And I will just keep saying this, and I do it for myself. I do these talks, not only do I enjoy them, I need them too, because my mind always wants to say, oh, it's not a mental world, Dallas, somebody else did that to you. I have to go snap, snap, get a hold of yourself here, get a grip. You know, we have to do that. So, what is the other thing that we are learning in this class? We have to learn that we are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. With that, let's do the matter thing. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. So stay happy, even when things look bad, even when things aren't going exactly the way you think that they should go. And know that it's all going to turn around, that the whole idea is that you're always moving from your good to your greater good. You're always moving from your glory to your greater glory. And if money isn't coming from the source that you think it is, give that idea up. The source is God. When I say the source here, I meant a channel. If you think it has to come through your uncle, it has to come through your job, it has to come through this, it has to come through that, give that idea up. And know that it's coming to you from somewhere else. An equivalent always has to show up. But we think, oh, that person owes me the money, so it must be. If I went through all the people that owed me money, I'd give up. I always say, huh, that'll come to me somewhere else. And I'll be darned if it doesn't come somewhere else. Or in some other way it comes to me. Somebody gives me something, you see. But because I don't hang on to that. If it's not going to work, it's not going to work. You just don't hang on to those things. We're always trying to make the thing happen the way we want it to. I say, I don't know what's happening, but I know you do, God, to make it happen because I trust you. You're not going to do anything bad to me because I am you and you are me. Make sense? So give up all that worldly stuff. Learn to change. Remember, the other thing about this teaching is there's a completely different way to go through life than most people do, and you've chosen a different way to go through life. If you've chosen a different way to go through life and you want to learn metaphysics, then you cannot live in the world and listen to what they say, because all the stuff in the world is based on false premises. The world does not teach success, it teaches failure. The world does not teach prosperity and abundance, it teaches lack and limitation. And those are false premises. And if you want to live with those, then try to make that work. All the better. You know, I have a friend who says, I've been rich and I've been poor and I like rich better. And I think that that's a better way to go. Why don't we all become rich? There's no reason that we can't become rich. This thing called God wants you to be rich. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, man was born to be rich, or inevitably grows rich, by the use of his faculties, by thinking, by changing your mind about things. See. Now, we'll do the cards and then I'll open it. Hello, how are you? This is a great one. The majority of guidance that is thrust upon you has come from a perspective of lack, and it cannot lead you to an improved situation. The majority of guidance that is thrust upon you comes from a perspective of lack. Most of us grew up in a family where money did not grow on trees. Most of us, our families, lived in lack and limitation, regardless of how much we thought they had. You heard those things. I was talking to somebody today, and I said, I remember my father. I would say, Dad, I'd like a new pair of shoes. And he would say to me, do you have a pair of shoes? And I would say, yes. He said, well, you can only wear one pair at a time. So you did not get those shoes. So you realize that was lack and limitation. He didn't know that. His father probably said that to him. So the majority of the things, the premises that you're working on, come from lack and limitation. You have to start coming from abundance and prosperity. And you have to start seeing that abundance and prosperity everywhere. You have to see it everywhere. Okay? The better you feel, the better things will go for you. And you are the only one that can make yourself feel better. Learn to smile. Learn to tell yourself that you feel better. You say, who wants to feel bad? That's one of your precious moments. Do you want to feel bad in these precious moments that are ticking away on this plane of action? You may be living for an eternity. But while you're here, experiencing this, why don't you make it the best experience you know how to make it? And the best way to do that is to feel good and to feel good about yourself. When you feel good about yourself, you attract things to you. That's a different vibration that you're setting up, and things will come to you. You can try that every time. I used to say the more you love yourself, the more things will come to you, and that is absolutely true also. Learn to sit and love yourself. Learn to sit and feel good, and see if things don't come to you. A knock will come on the door, and somebody will hand you something. You simply cannot get to where you want to be by controlling or eliminating the unwanted. Why is this so important? You simply cannot get to where you want to be by controlling or eliminating the unwanted. Our world works with that idea. We have a war against drugs. We have a war against cancer. We have a war against AIDS. We have a war against everything. We're always going having a war against what we do not want. Why don't we have something for what we do want? Why don't we have marches for health? Does anyone ever march for health? No, they march for something that's wrong with them. The more you march for something that's wrong with you, the more you're going to get it. I told this story about a friend of mine when I lived in Georgia. He called me and he said to me, you know, Dallas, he said, I'm going to find somebody. I want somebody in my life. And he said, I'm going to join a singles group. Well, I said to him, John, that's all well and good. You may join that singles group and you will remain single. If you want to join a group to find somebody, you join a couples group. You don't join a single group. You're joining what you don't want. You don't want to be single, but you're joining a singles group. You see? Do you see how that goes? Think of what you want, not of what you don't want. By the way, still single. Okay. Everything that you perceive here in your physical environment is a vibration. And the life you are living is your vibrational interpretation. So if what you want and if you want to change something, change your thinking. As soon as you change your thinking, you set up a different vibration. That vibration goes out and does something and comes back. Now, you see, when I say that, I visualize, while I'm doing this, I visualize a wave going out, and I visualize it hitting a wall and coming back to me. I visualize all that stuff. You have to use that, your imagination. You have to use your imagination every moment of every day. It's absolutely wonderful. And you have to see the light and the wonder in everything. The other night, I just got beside myself opening the refrigerator. I just thought it was absolutely wonderful that the light comes on. You know, and you see inside, you see food and stuff in there. Now, I give thanks for all that food, but isn't that a wonderful thing? I mean, look at the people who in the world who don't have a refrigerator. There's no light to come on. I have a light. I open. Oh, isn't that wonderful? That you have to see these simple things and get excited about them and say, you know, we live in a wonderful world. I mean, look at the devices we have. Look at all the wonderful things we have. And we're sitting around dooming and glooming and so forth. You know, I grew up when you opened the refrigerator, there was no light. Now there's a light in the refrigerator. And my oven, I can press a button and an oven lights up too. I can look in there. I love all that stuff. I live in wonderment and thanksgiving of all these wonderful things. So I don't sit around saying my bank account is going low. This is happening. I don't have a mate. Whatever else. I go, look at all the wonderful things around me. Look at all the wonderful things around you. Think of that. Think of those things. I love it. I love it. I just, everything is, it's a miracle to me. Absolutely. So think of those things. Get excited over the little things. I think there was a book out once called Simple Abundance. I don't know if they opened up a refrigerator and got excited about that. But get excited about all the little things in life and see how absolutely blessed we all are. The devices that we have, all the little things that we have. I think it's wonderful. I do. All right. I'll open it up for questions since it's the end of the month. It's not really, but it's the last class we're going to have about living, moving, and having our being in mind or causal mind, or that mind is all there is. But you may ask any question that you want, okay?
I'm having a difficult time stopping. I want to lose weight.
Yes.
Somehow I just get spoiled and eat a lot.
Aha.
Right now.
Well, a lot of people have this problem. First of all, what weight would you like to be?
About 125.
Well, it's either 125 or it's not 125.
It's 125.
Okay, it's never about something. Okay, do you have that, Brandon, in your mind? When you stand in the mirror, do you look at yourself and say, body, 125? No. You see, because you're going by the world, you're going on a diet, you're trying to cut back food, you're trying to cut back all that stuff. Everything is done in mind. Mind is the causation. The body has no causation of its own. Only the mind has causation. Now, I just explained this to a young man the other day. In the mornings, I stand in front of my full-length mirror, and I go, see that? This is what I want. Okay, right here. This is what I want. You have to show your body what you want. And then you forgive yourself. You're not going to overeat. You're not going to do any of that stuff. Know exactly what size you want to be, the weight. Look at yourself in the mirror and see yourself. Don't look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm fat. Look at this bulge over here. Look at this over there. Now, what are you doing? You're doing the unwanted things. And you're going to get more of the unwanted things. You have to say, look, body. We want this off. We want this done. Here's what. And it will do it for you. It does it for me. And I'm not special. And I never have been on a diet, nor do I ever watch what I eat. So, does that help you? Yeah. Love yourself into it. But know exactly, I want to be 125 pounds. And then look in the mirror and tell your body. Because your mind... Your body. See, Bonnie, here's what I want. A little more. Next question. Did I spring this on you too fast? You always have a question. All right, let's. I can do a. Oh, good.
When you say love yourself, what do you mean?
Really love yourself. Look in the mirror and look how beautiful you are. Know that you're a unique individual, that there's never been anyone like you before, there'll never be anyone like you again. And you're the only one that can love you. Other people can say they love you, just rolls right off of you if you don't have a hook to keep it on. You have to say, look at all the qualities I have. Look at all the wonderful things I do. You have to convince yourself of that. You have to love yourself. The mere thing that that's a given in your life, it should be a given in everyone's life because you came from love to begin with. You were made from love. You were created in love, out of love, through love, and the whole works. So there's no way that you cannot be love, you see? So you just keep telling yourself that until you convince yourself because you didn't hear it enough.
Oh, I did.
Pardon?
I heard it all the time.
Ah, but you didn't accept it. You see? That's that idea of the compliment, you know. Somebody gives you a compliment and you throw it right back. You don't let it go in.
Right.
You must.
I do that. I do.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Are you saying through affirmations or?
Through affirmations and through feeling. If somebody says, oh, I love you, now you have to say, if they love me, do I love myself? And then what is the feeling that you're getting? What is the feeling? You have to take that feeling in. The life of the organism is feelings. And if people walk around not feeling love, it's a very bad thing. Why would you want to walk around like that? You see? When you know that you can change it and you can, you're the one who has to change it. You have to fall in love with yourself. You have to fall in love with yourself. So come up with some lists why you would love yourself. But don't do that list by comparing yourself to other people. You can never compare yourself to anybody. Why? Because you're a unique individual. There has never been anyone like you. There never will be anyone like you. You're really a unicorn. And if you're a one, how can you compare? You're saying, and if you're one, God's one also. And you cannot compare God to anything. You cannot compare yourself to anything. Does that help you? But learn to love yourself. So many people wake up in the morning, they don't love themselves. I should cover that, but I won't. I'll tell you what most people wake up and think they're a piece of shit. That's awful to say, but that's what most people think. Not in this room, but most people think that. And maybe some people years ago who are in this room now thought that when they woke up. But that's why the world is in the condition that it's in, because people wake up feeling less than. Feeling less than. Always wake up feeling that you're connected to this thing called God. That this is a wonderful experience you're having and a wonderful life that you're having and a wonderful world that you're living in. You see? You have to see that. And that's by not looking at the garbage. You have to look at the garden. There's enough. You can go to the garbage if you want. But why do you want to do that to yourself? You do not have to look at that. That's a choice. It's the same way on a television set. If you're watching a program you don't like, you change it to something that you like. But in your life, you will not change it because you think that that is real. And you just keep watching the damn thing. All you have to do is change it. It's done with thinking. Done with thinking. Do not allow the world to convince you that all that stuff is real. It is not real. Okay? Yes?
Last time we were talking about the book that never give us the steps.
Yes.
I remember The Think and Grow Rich. I read that years ago, and I kind of got from it also, besides just money, it's also about rich and happiness and health and all that. It is, you know, that little write a note to yourself every day, read it, affirmations and all that. And it did help a lot with me. But what are the steps, like,
the step that they never tell you is, first of all, you have to start out with the idea that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And they never say that. They assume that you know that. And if you do not know that you're worthy and deserving, you can make an affirmation up one side and down the other for money, and it's not going to come to you.
So it's all loving yourself and being worthy.
Always loving yourself and yes. And they leave that out because you apparently, Carnegie, who was one of the people that they interviewed, Napoleon Hill interviewed, he knew that or he wouldn't have become the wealthiest man in the world. So he already knew that, so it was a given to him. But we're not given, we don't have those givens.
How do some people know this? I mean, is it just because they
Yes. Don't you think he would know that you were worthy, deserving, and there was abundance and prosperity if you were born into the royal family?
Yeah, I suppose some people are still messed up and themselves and all that. So
yes.
Even though it's not always just about the money, how do some people, is it more intelligent, higher beings?
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with life of the organism is feelings. How are you feeling about yourself? And you are the one that can change that. And perhaps you had a contract when you came here to learn that. And the other people had already learned it when they came here. Yes. Contract with life itself. Yes.
How do they have it and understand?
I don't know that answer. But if you don't have it, why? I never worry about that.
Yeah.
You see, in religious science, we never worry about the whys of life. We worry about the hows of life. How can I become what I want, not why am I not there? If you want why am I not there and why is this happening to me, see a therapist, please, a psychiatrist. And in 20 to 40 years, maybe he'll have the answer for you. Don't concentrate on that. That's the other thing. Don't look at the garbage. Always look for what you want. So start with that premise. Maybe, perhaps, I don't think that I'm worthy enough. How will I get worthy enough? By convincing yourself of that. By looking around and saying, look, I'm a human being. I'm a wonderful person. I've done this. I've done that. I'm connected to the source. I'm one with God. Therefore, I must be. These are intrinsic things that I came here with. I was born with these things. You see, if you also say God is perfect and something that's perfect cannot make something that's unperfect, it's an impossibility.
I have a question too. Since, okay, we know about people who become bad people, they've made themselves bad. They were made perfect, but it's by choice that you become an unperfect or
yes.
creepy person.
Yes.
So God made everything in a perfect situation, but just it's yeah. by our choice that
yeah.
when people blame God, I always go, I don't think so. I
yeah.
think it's a personal
choice. Well, you can
choice.
Blame God. It won't do. God's yeah. not influenced one bit by blaming.
Or the universe, like yeah. a cause,
right.
something that hits blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's just something that happens in nature. I don't
right.
believe God
so,
crashes things
no.
into things. And
no. So let's look at it this way. Goodness has nothing to do with it. Goodness has nothing to do with it. It rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. Meaning that God pours down grace on everything. It just keeps pouring down. It's what you do with that, you see, and that's the choice that you make. Somewhere along the line, somebody decided, I want to be bad. I just say, thank goodness, I don't wake up in the morning and say, oh, I think I'll rob a bank today. Or I think I'll do this or that or the other thing, you see. Those thoughts do not go through my head. They go through those people's heads, and then it becomes their reality, and they start to do those things.
People that are mentally ill, and you know how they've said that the people that are really a violent person would have abused or mentally ill. There's three aspects to it, or something. And then the people that are raping children, there's something wrong in their brain. Do you believe that?
No.
that?
Well, that's a very difficult one, and a lot of people, and Paula would likes always this one too. We are making judgments here. God does not judge anybody or anything, since God only makes perfection, and since God only sees good. God just never sees bad. It's an impossibility for God to see bad. You see, you think God is like us. God is not like us. God does not see bad. You have to remember that. God only sees good. So, remember, he looked around and all he made was good. Everything was good. So, God doesn't say that person's mentally ill. We say that person's mentally ill. How do we know that that person's mentally ill? Because they're not thinking the same way we do? Because they're not doing the same things that we're doing? Or do we want everyone to do the same thing? It's like autistic children and so forth. They go crazy over an autistic children. You don't know that person may be much better than we, you know. It's just a different reality.
Do you think that they're right or wrong about that? Do you feel yourself about abusing children is wrong?
Well, I'm glad I don't abuse children.
Right, but the people that do, and all the pain
yeah.
that goes to those people's lives after they've been abused.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Well, I think like attracts like, and I think people come in here with contracts that have to be done and something has to be solved that we don't know. I always think there's something going on that we don't know about. But we like to think, since we're so smart, that we have to figure everything out. I don't figure everything out. I let things do what they want to do. And yes, I have compassion for all that. And I wish that it wouldn't happen. But it does happen. But I never get upset about that. Why? Because God does not get upset.
Is it just them bringing on the suffering itself?
Because they may be, I don't know. But here's the other thing. If you want to get to where you want to be, use your own minds. What I call stay at home in your own thinking. Don't start thinking, oh, I wonder if they're suffering and I wonder how they're doing and why are they doing all that. That's wasting your time. You make yourself the very best person you can be and let those people do. You see? And yes, it's awful that that stuff perhaps happens out there, you see. But you have to...
Do you feel that people should be punished for this?
I don't think anyone should be ever punished, no. God doesn't punish anyone. God never punishes. We punish, and that's why we're in the state that we're in, because we're taught that everyone has to be punished, that there's a judgment day, that there's a judge and all this, you know.
I'm not concerned about the judgment day. That's just too much.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that judgment day. I'm talking about the world, the race mind, always has to punish somebody. And it always has to have a judgment day. You're going to get caught and they'll get the judgment, you know, not from God, but from something you'll find. I don't worry about any of that stuff. That is not the universe that I am living in. That is somebody else's universe.
Do you think about the final judgment, like all these religions teach? Do you believe that?
Oh, hell no.
I don't
even. Twaddle.
Right. It's just control and fear.
Of course.
Always.
Oh.
But
that's the world.
A lot of people I know were abused as children.
Yeah.
And it makes them really miserable in their lives.
Stop. You can be abused as a child. Now, it's your decision what you're going to do with that. You can say, this has ruined my life, and this is why I am the way I am. Or you can change your mind about it and say, I have a mind, I forgive those people, and I'm going to make something out of my life. And I can show you hundreds of people who have done that. You're looking at the ones who weren't able to do that because they bought into the world. Once you're raped, once you're this, once you're that, you're damaged goods. Now, what are you going to do if you're in your mind you always think you're damaged goods? Yes. You cannot do that. It's a choice. And I'm sorry that that happened to these people. I'm not, and I have absolute compassion for them. But then you have to say, you know, what am I going to do with this now? You say, I was given this situation. I'm going to make something out of it. And people do that. Many, you know, hundreds more do it than don't do it. But the world says, oh, no. We'll take care of you from now on. We understand you're this, that, and the other thing. Now you're wounded.
And then it keeps going.
Yes.
I just want to know, it always bothers me that people get away with it and have a bad attitude.
And
they keep going, getting away with this.
Well,
hurting others.
Don't worry about other people. And you see, that's a very bad race mind thing that you just said when you said, I hate that people get away with things. Don't. Why should it bother you? It's not your business.
Right. And it's like too, it dwells in my home and I'm sick of that. Always, you know.
Well, then start changing your thinking. Start forgiving, forgive them, forgive yourself. Always forgive the perpetrator and the one perpetrated upon. You must immediately forgive that. Otherwise, you see what it does to you. The key to everything is forgiveness. Forgiveness and compassion. And we don't understand some of this stuff. And we could get absolutely furious about all this stuff. I don't want this stuff going on. But I cannot allow myself to get upset. I cannot allow myself to buy into it, because it's the unwanted, and the more you think about the unwanted, the more the unwanted you're going to get. So I have compassion for them, I love them, I bless them, I release them, and I put them into the hands of God. God is taking care of these people. But clear that from your mind and consciousness. It will only be detrimental to your life. Question?
Well, one comment. If you believe in cause and effect, you know that those people are not getting
motivated. No, they're yes. The mere fact that they're miserable and so forth, it is one of the effects that come. You know, it is always going to be cause and effect.
Yeah, I just commented, and I think that she's brought up a lot of good aspects that why people don't understand this teaching. You know, just for you guys, just from the dialogue you two were having and listening, and now being involved in it for how long we've been together, 5 years or something like that. And because I think people tend to, just by hearing this in life, they're cold, or you know, they're not, they're cold. They don't. They feel everybody should just get away with everything. That type of thing. When I'm hearing it, but that's probably why some people on the outside in the race or mind world don't get what we study.
That's probably not.
Yeah.
But the world teaches that you have to, it's punishment. You have to be punished for everything. There is some type of punishment probably going on, but I don't like that word at all.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
Accountability.
Well, accountability. But God does not punish, so why would humans? You see. But our society is set up that way.
I know men wrote it, and I always think that it's been injected with men's thoughts, what they wanted people to know, and how they wanted to control people. Even though I do believe a lot of things about the Bible and other...
There are many women wrote the Bible. They just ripped those chapters out, you know.
Oh, yes.
You can look up all the women. The books are still there that the women wrote. They're just not incorporated in the Bible.
Right. I believe a lot of things about women, that they were leaders and the men took over.
Well, absolutely. The world was once matriarchic.
Right.
Before
I study a lot of history that I don't know as much as I'd like, but always the punishment and always the men controlling everything. And I'm like, okay, this is too much.
Yes.
You know, I want to believe good things, and I'm always, but the people who wrote the Bible always want to do the punishment. And the
yes.
killing off of someone on their property.
Yes.
And like, this is sick.
Yes.
You know, it's just not right. And then so they make God look like the villain.
Yeah.
But I don't believe God is the villain.
Well, God isn't the villain. But why? Don't worry about that. Change your mind and do what you want to do. It's an individual type thing. Men wrote most of the books in the world, and men wrote all the history books. I don't think there's one history book that was ever written by a woman. So all the history that you ever get is from a man's viewpoint. And it absolutely amazed me when I was in high school that women were put down and so forth. When you could read in a history book about Catherine the Great, Queen Elizabeth, all these powerful women, but no women in my class ever said, I want to be Catherine the Great. They thought, well, I guess I'll wind up being a secretary or something. There were little pieces put there. But that is the way of the world. Now that you're older and you know that, forgive them and do what you want. So you can't go back and change any of that. That is the way of the world. But men are doing that. But more women are... The world is coming back around again. And it's getting into a balance of male and female again. You see, for a long time it was all female. Then it was all male. Now we're coming into the balance that we need. You see, the same way with God. Everyone looks at God as a man. Seeing God has no gender whatsoever. But what's happening again is... The female aspects and the male aspects of God are coming together. And that's why in many places they say Mother, Father, God. The Mother, Father, God, not just the Father, God. We have all those things going on with us.
Isn't it a process of waking up? I mean, I can only really speak for myself, you know, commenting on what you were talking about. And, you know, for me, it's always been just a process of waking yes. up to what it is that I, you know, was part of and all that. And, like, I look at a lot of people who've done time in prison, you know. Like, take a look at the Manson women. They woke up, you know. Now they're still in prison, but you can see that they woke up. They were, and it's a shame that they didn't wake up before they did the act. But for me, that's what it's about, you know. So yes. My question, or actually, maybe you could, you know,
elaborate
on waking up.
Well, waking up just means to, first of all, you have to notice what's going on and what you're doing. Then to wake up, you have to change your mind. You have to start to think differently. For instance, we'll use you. Why don't you just forgive the Bible and so forth and the men who wrote the Bible?
I'm giving more to my
yes. community. You just, and then I, you just get it and then you say, oh, my goodness, well, I'm not going to be influenced by that, you see?
The more history
I yes, the more...
So, okay,
absolutely. You just...
I don't know what the grudge is, and I just can't take it.
Right.
You know, I've taken all some personal. It's like,
well, stop doing that. The one thing, what do we know in this teaching? You take nothing personally. Nothing's personal. God doesn't take anything personal. If God takes something personal, there wouldn't be a God anymore. Look how many people want to do that to God. You don't take anything that happens to you personally. They'd have done it to anybody.
I just say these things. I say a lot of these positive things, and then I got to remember, I got to believe them.
You've got to believe them and start to change and know that it's a better way. That's the only reason why we change our mind, because it makes you feel better and it's a better way to do it. I was mean, hateful, spiteful, and all that kind of stuff, and I thought that's who I was and that's the way I had to be. Till I discovered a different way. And I'm delighted that I discovered a different way, and that old person that I used to be no longer exists. You see, and that's the problem. Most people are punishing themselves for something they did in the past. You are no longer that person. That person no longer exists. Why would you punish it? It's gone. You are no longer. Your mind has changed. Your consciousness has changed. You are completely different. Yes, you were a mean, hateful, spiteful child. You are no longer that mean, hateful, spiteful child. You have changed. Why do you even want to think about that? See, you're not that person. Think of the person that you want to become. Think of the person that you are. Always have a vision in front of you of who you want to become, how you want to stretch yourself into something else. We're not static, you see, but we learn that from the world, don't we? Oh, you can't change the spots, and you can't teach a dog new tricks, and we have all kinds of expressions to say, oh, that's the way you've always been and that's the way you always be. That is an out-and-out lie. It's a false premise. You're changing constantly. You're not the same person you were this morning. You're not the same person you were a minute ago because you learned something. So if you learn something, that's how you become aware. That's how you stretch your consciousness. Any more questions?
Yeah. Can I just to reiterate once again, when you're stuck on something or you're not bringing into your life what you want, does it always come back to not loving yourself enough or feeling that you're worthy?
It always, yes.
Is it worthy, deserving to go to level?
You're always going to, always going to start with that premise. But in your case, I'm going to use you personally here. You make an affirmation, you make a statement, you do a treatment, but then you do not live on at that level of that demonstration. You change your mind halfway through. What do I mean by that? I'm never taking another acting job. I'm absolutely firm on this. And then somebody calls you and you take the job. Now you just erased all of that, you see. You have to get solid in your thinking. And no is no. So But in your case, no is maybe, and a lot of other things. You see? So always with your thinking, you have to be exact. You know, tell God exactly what you want. You see? I'm not going to take this. I'm not going to do this. And then you do it. What is that? What's that vibration? What? Something like that. Concentrate always on what you want, not on what you don't want. See the difference? What do you want? You know what you don't want. I don't want to live in this place. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be on this job. I don't want this. I don't want the traffic. I don't want the bills. I don't want the blah, da, 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 da. How many times a day do you say, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this? Start saying, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. The vibration goes out and comes back, goes out and comes back. Yeah. So always, what do you want? What do you want? Be exact. And you will get it. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you. Yeah.